Bible Fellowship Church, Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I've been looking at Psalm 37. Also want to say thank you for those who have been praying for Mom. Mom is still in the nursing home. She's getting stronger. Lord willing, by the 18th or 19th of October, they're planning for her to go home. And then she'll be able to go back to that nursing home to do like physical therapy throughout the week. So we're just going to have to watch and wait and see what God has planned. But thank you for praying for my mom. Psalm 37, I was looking at it just for our time together. And trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. I realize that at this point in your life, a lot of things have looked a lot differently. I know Tuesday's over, and some people are really excited about that. Some people are not so excited about that. Some people found out in the last week or two that they've got cancer, or they got a mass on a tumor on their pancreas or liver or wherever. Some people have got medical news that's been hard. Some people have got family news that's been difficult, or family situations. One's not getting along with the other. And so thanks to Jordan for sharing about anxiety yesterday. And so now today, as you open up your Bible, I have no idea what the situation that you will face, but I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord and do good. Run completely into the arms of the gospel, the power of the word of God, and say, here I am. I need you today. I'm placing my trust in you today. Delighting yourself. I know it's hard to set aside emotions and feelings and frustrations and excitement. And so as you think about delighting yourself in the Lord, sometimes that can be just drinking a cup of coffee and life isn't really good, but your Bible is still open. Delighting yourself in the Lord can just be a flat out honest conversation. This is what I'm really thinking and feeling and putting it on the table. Sometimes it's just sitting in at the office or working or going outside and just seeing the beauty of what is around you and saying, man, I'm really delighting in who you are. I think what's really interesting about this psalm is then pausing and reminding you or waiting on him or letting him have the freedom in this and said, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So often we think we know what we need. So often we come to the Lord and say, okay, I really would prefer this. I really would like this. But how often have I, me personally, just said, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to delight myself in you. And I'm going to let the outcome or the future be yours because I know you're going to do what's best for me. Might not always feel best, but I know who you are. And I don't want to delight in you. I want to trust in you. And I want to step back and say, okay, yep, it's you. It's for you, it's in you, it's with you, it's alongside of you. Oh, I never thought that would be something that I would delight in. Never crossed my mind. And so as I grow in my relationship with you, as I continue to learn to trust, as I continue to learn to delight, I want to continue to learn that your ways are the best. You will give me the desires of my heart. And a lot of times I don't even know what those are. And so thank you for that. Thank you for just pausing in your day. I don't know if you're like me, listen to Let's Talk, you're riding into the office or you're sitting in with your cup of coffee this morning. But thank you for allowing us just to have a time with you around the Word of God. So Father, I thank you for, again, your Word that has been left for us for a purpose and a plan in the really cool things and in the really hard things that you want us just to delight in you, run to you, and continue to grow our trust and our faith in you. So we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us for this day. May you mold and shape our hearts today. May you use us for your glory in a broken community. May another person say yes to the gospel. May another person be excited about the opportunity of discipleship because they've spent time in the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit's been guiding and directing them. So we thank you for this day. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.